Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome and introduce the four exciting and dynamic personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. And we welcome back Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, Wendy Richard, and Clement Freud. Will you please welcome all four of them? Well, I said they were exciting and dynamic, and we certainly hope they will be in this edition of Just a Minute, as I sit down to start the show with Anne Ling beside me, who keeps the score and blows the whistle when 60 seconds is up, because the creator of the game, Ian Mester, cannot be with us once more. And as usual, I will ask these four panelists to speak, if they can, on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. In other words, deviating from the subject on the card. Peter Jones, would you like to begin the show this week and take the subject of health food shops? You have 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
I like health food shops. I often go to them. But I do resent the fact that much of the produce is expensive. It doesn't seem right that something that's unrefined should cost more than something that's refined. I think I said something twice. I don't know what it was.
And Derek Nimmo challenged you.
Well, he said something twice.
He said something twice, yes.
Yes, I usually do.
Peter, after all these years of playing the game, I thought you'd know the best technique is to keep going in case they don't spot it.
I know, but as you demonstrated yourself, just playing the game for 20 years doesn't necessarily make you good at it.
Thank you, Peter. You demonstrated something that I don't know what it is. But anyway, Derek Nimmo, you have a correct challenge, so you have a point for that. And you have 45 seconds on health food shops starting now.
I would like to agree with Peter Jones. It's iniquitous that health food shops charge so much more for nuts or carrots than ordinary shops just because they're...
Sorry.
Clement, will you press your buzzer?
Yes, indeed. Give him several points.
Well, if you thought that of your challenge, but you've interrupted him, he still gets a point for that. So I can't give him several points, but I don't want to give him several points, especially the way he speaks to me on the program usually. But Derek, you have another point for the interruption, and you have 35 seconds to continue on health food shops starting now.
Because Parsons, of course, never goes to a health food shop, and that's why he looks so seedy. But there are lots of people who do go, in fact, and benefit enormously.
Clement Freud challenged.
Hesitation,
yes,
and
indeed.
Repetition.
Yes, indeed. He realized that probably I'm frequently in health food shops, and he dried himself up there. So, Clement, you've got in with a correct challenge, a point for that, of course. 27 seconds are left. Health food shops starting now.
What I mind most about health food shops is they now sell things which are said to be light or contain less fat, when all that has happened is they put water in it. For instance, you can buy butter in which it says 50% of the grease content of the ordinary product.
Wendy Richard challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed. Yes, right,
it's
Wendy.
It's an important message to our...
But you forgot the second part of it. So Wendy got in with 7 seconds to go to tell us something about health food shops starting now.
I very rarely go into health food shops because, as the rest of the team have already stated, some of the goods in there, I think...
Whoever is speaking, when the whistle goes, gains an extra point. And on this occasion, it was Wendy Richard. So, Wendy, you now have 2 points, and says Derek Nimmo. Derek Nimmo, will you take the second round? The subject is chance. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I think this must be my lucky chance to get chance, because chance would be a fine thing. It is meaning, of course, fortuity, an opportunity, perhaps. In gaming terms, it is the element of luck. So seldom, actually, with me.
Wendy Richard challenge.
Hesitate.
I agree, Wendy. So you have 44 seconds to talk on chance, starting now.
Not being a gambler myself, I do not often get myself involved.
Two of Wendy Richards.
Yes. I seem to remember last time you were with us, Wendy, you myself tripped you up.
I know.
Clement, you got in with the correct challenge, or myself. 40 seconds, chance, starting now.
I myself am quite keen on games of chance, have been known to go to race meetings and put money on which horse, dog,
Quendy Richard Chance.
Was there a hesitation there? I think there was.
Yes, the audience.
Yes to anything.
You're certainly working. You're closest to the audience, actually, when you're certainly working on them and getting them on your side. So they supported you there, and you have 31 seconds to talk on chance. Started now.
I don't approve of games of chance. I think gambling can be very bad for you.
When Clement Freud challenged.
She's talked about gambling before.
Yes, you talked about gambling when you started before, Wendy.
I know.
Clement, you have 27 seconds to talk on chance, starting now.
To sleep, per chance to dream. Shakespeare.
That's the only quote he knows, obviously. Derek Nimmer, you challenged.
He dried in the middle of a big speech.
That's right. You have 21 seconds to talk on chance, Derek, starting now.
I know Clement likes games of chance because I've been to the races with him on a number of occasions. He's the most adept gambler.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition. He went on a number of occasions.
So what we do there is give Peter Jones a bonus point for a delightful challenge, but as Derek wasn't actually deviating from the rules of Just a Minute, he keeps the subject, having gained a point for it being interrupted. 15 seconds left. Chance, Derek, starting now.
I'd like the chance to take Wendy Richards on a slow boat to China. I can think of no more delightful companion when one's crossing the Indian Ocean, passing the tips of Ceylon, moving on towards the Malacca Straits, and rounding through the Gulf of Siam.
They clap so loud, it seems as if they rather endorse the idea that you should take Wendy round on a slow boat to China. But will you get back for the next series of Just a Minute? That's all we ask. You were speakers of Whistle Wendy. You gained the extra point at the end of that round. You're in the lead, one ahead of Wendy, then Clement Freud, and then Peter Jones. And Wendy Richard, your turn to begin. The subject, ooh, I don't know what you're going to do with this. It's just coup. Will you tell us something about coup in Just a Minute, starting now?
I'm not an expert on coo, but I do believe that pigeons coo. In fact, some mornings I can hear them. They wake me up just sitting on the window ledges going coo. They seem to spend all day just going coo, 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 coo.
Quite challenged.
I think that was a repetition.
I think that was it. I know it is the subject on the card, but Wendy, but you can't keep going forever. You can go for a whole minute saying coo, 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 coo.
I didn't do that. Neither was I going to do a list like some other members of the team.
Well, if the member of the panel to whom you're referring to occasionally does lists, you want to challenge him for that, try it next time he does it. So far, no one has. But I agree with Clement's challenge, so, Clement, you have... The watch is going backwards at the moment. So you have the subject of coup, and there are 49 seconds left, starting now.
There are a number of South American countries in which coups have taken place, and I would like to start with Ecuador, Bolivia...
When are you challenged?
Well, I could see you were heading for another list.
Yes, but Wendy, you must wait for the list before you challenge.
Look, he was already on the second item on the list. Now, that is a list. I'm
you,
sorry.
We don't know.
If I can't say coo three or four times, he can't start another list.
Wendy, as the audience enjoyed what you said so much, I'll give you a bonus point. But actually, he just mentioned two countries. He hasn't given us a list yet. So, legitimately, within the game, I must let him...
You know it was heading that way. I mean, it was quite...
Well, we don't know. It could be heading that way. We will find out, because he continues with 40 seconds, having got another point for being interrupted, on coup, Clement, starting now.
Starting in the very south of that country, Patagonia is famous for not having had any coups. But the Argentine...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Patagonia did have a coup, actually. He was a, he was a Chinese restaurateur.
Were you part of it, Peter? Is that how you know?
No, I just...
Actually, I don't know whether Patagonia's ever had a coup or not.
No, you missed the joke.
So what
Nick,
I will do on this situation...
Nick, you missed the joke, you see.
I know, I've got the joke.
What's the joke?
This Chinese restaurateur in Patagonia.
It's called Ku, you see.
Yes, that's right.
You've got it, have you?
I have got it.
Jim Sander, you were appealing to the audience for assistance. I thought it missed you as usual.
I like to bring the audience in occasion, make them feel wanted and loved.
Well, thank you very much, Derek, for that endorsement. But I don't want to have it sort of flogged to death. It's rather a slender little joke, and I don't think it'll bear very much conversation. I'm rather sorry I made it.
I would like the audience to decide, because I can't make a judgment whether Peter Jones should have the subject or not for his challenge. And if you agree, you cheer for Peter. And if not, you boo for Clement Freud. And you all do it together now.
Yeah.
Right, Peter, I think the audience are with you. To man, woman and child. And you have 31 seconds to talk on coup, starting now.
He also had a take-away side to the business, which didn't do as well, because he was in the heart of the Pampas country. There was not very much of a population nearby, so he relied entirely on the odd traveller dropping in, usually by a helicopter.
No challenge.
Well, he sort of stopped. After the helicopter landed, he stopped.
I know, but as it's such delightful rubbish, I want him to continue. So, Peter, you have 9 seconds to go on with this rubbish on coup, starting now.
Deep-fried noodles were one of his specialities. And his number 127 was really much admired by Egan Rowland.
By popular acclaim from our audience, Peter Jones was allowed to keep going to the whistle went, gained the extra point, but he's still last in this particular show. Because he's only 1 point behind the other three, actually, who are all equal in the lead, which is very interesting at this point. Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin. The subject is telepathy. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I'm not sure I believe greatly in telepathy, but extraordinarily, every now and again, when I turn on the car radio, I find that it plays music which I was actually thinking of myself. And I guess that is sort of telepathetic. I once saw in a theatre a man who called himself the Amazing Hudson. Telepathy.
Wendy...
Hesitation.
Yes, after the Amazing Hudson, you paused, and so Wendy got in first, and there's 38 seconds for her to tell us something about telepathy, starting now.
I'm a great believer in telepathy. In fact, you can always tell when someone is going to dry or hesitate on this programme, you see. It's as though we have telepathy between us all, because then they know where to press their buzzer. Telepathy has placed...
Peter Jones has challenged.
I don't at all.
But you pressed your buzzer then and said something delightful. You have a bonus point for that. And Wendy has a point for being interrupted. Keeps the subject. 24 seconds, Wendy. Telepathy starting now. Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes.
You knew I was going to do that, didn't you?
Yes. So you did pause, and Clement got in first on the subject of telepathy with 22 seconds left, starting now.
There are countries in South America where telepathy is very common indeed. I could name you places like Argentina, Ecuador.
When you were challenged.
We're going back into a list again. I'm sorry. You mentioned three places then. I'm sorry, you're
so listening. Is that your telepathy tells you we're going into a list?
I knew he was going to go into a list.
You might know he's going into it, but he's got to go into it before you can challenge, otherwise he's not deviating.
There's nothing the matter with a list.
There's nothing the matter with a list, but unless you have a clever challenge.
How many words do you have before it's a list?
All I say is test me. I try to be fair and give everybody an equal chance and show justice within a very difficult job and make these challenging decisions. But this one is Clement Freud's. He has 14 seconds on. Oh, do you see, it's got me quite emotional. Frog came in my throat there. The sort of, the touching way I try to respond to them all. Clement Freud, you have 14 seconds on telepathy starting now.
There are in this audience, and I can feel it, a number of people who particularly want me to talk about hedgehogs and wheelbarrows. In the third row, a woman in a red skirt.
So So Tamakoi kept going on telepathy until the whistle went, gained the extra point, and he's actually in the lead, just one ahead of Wendy Richard, then Derek Nimmer, then with equal with Peter Jones in third place. Peter, it's your turn to begin. The subject is crime. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Crime is a fascinating subject, and I'm particularly interested in the crime within the law, of which there is a great deal. And it's difficult to pin down, and the people who commit these crimes are often unpunished. Very often they appear in the honours list, in fact, and all kinds of places are they done honour.
And Derek Nimmo challenged.
Are they done? Deviation.
Are they? Deviation, yeah. Just tell me, see if I agree with you.
Well, am I supposed to tell you, Nicholas? I love you.
What is it? I want to know what your interpretation of the deviation is.
Well, it just seemed to be a curiously constructed sentence which had no possible end.
So you're saying deviation from grammar?
Well, it did have an end, but you're never going to hear it now.
Derek, you see, if it's deviation from grammar, then I agree with you. But if you're going to say deviation from the subject, then I wouldn't have agreed with
you.
Now do you
Nicholas,
understand?
Yes,
I have to explain things in two syllables to you. I know that.
Two syllables. Thorndike and who else?
They do really wind me up. When I say syllables, what I mean syllables. Derek, I have now agreed with you. It was deviation of grammar. So you have the subject and 38 seconds on crime starting now.
And I agree with Peter Jones, because if you commit a big crime, you get a large photograph in the paper, and a small one, you only get a picture of your thumb taken somehow. Because the big criminals do actually prosper in this country today and are often laden with honours, as Peter has so wisely pointed out. It is a horrendous state of affairs.
Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of big.
Yes, you said big much earlier on, but he rather sportingly let you go. I'm glad he interrupted you, because the image you're giving of our country abroad is really rather shattering, and I totally dissociate myself from your sentiments, because it's not true. But nobody challenged for that, but you challenged for repetition of big. Clement, you're correct. 14 seconds. Crime starting now.
The police are...
And Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
No, I'm sorry. He didn't, actually. He did. Still 14 seconds left on the clock, or 13 and a half. Crime, Clement, starting now.
The people who protect us from crime are the most splendid ones. Policemen, constables, chief detective inspectors.
Peter Jones has challenged.
That was a list of three.
As we've had so much conversation about the list, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, Peter. Yes, you have 6 seconds on crime, starting now.
I'd love to commit the perfect murder. I'm not going to tell you who the victim would be.
My goodness, the things have come out in just a minute. He gained the extra point. He's equal with Wendy Richard in second place, one ahead of Derek Nimmo, and Clement Freud's in the lead. And Derek, your turn to begin. The subject, gags. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
In a theatrical sense, I suppose it means sort of jokes, really. But originally, a gag was either a verb or noun. You could gag somebody by shoving a gag in their mouth, preventing them from speaking. In fact, people could be bound and hung and gagged at the same time and draw and quarter.
Most ghastly... Wendy Richard challenged.
Well, we're listing and we're hesitating.
Which is your challenge?
Is this a new crime? We're not allowed to...
No, it's not. We've had a bit of fun about that, and Peter's got a point on it, and we're going to be much more serious.
Well, look, there was a slight hesitation.
Yes,
there,
I will give you hesitation, Wendy. I can't give you two, and the list would not have been correct.
But this is okay again, are they?
Make your challenge and see how I interpret it. That's what I have to say. That's my job. Wendy, you have a point and a correct challenge, of course. 42 seconds. Gags starting now.
I enjoy a good gag, but I must say there is nothing more boring than standing with a group of people. You suddenly think of one good gag, you recount that tale, and then everybody else starts telling one gag after another. Then it doesn't become amusing anymore. Don't you agree? I mean, it really does drive me daft. I appreciate.
Very Nemo challenge.
Well, she sort of hesitates, really.
Sadly, I think she definitely hesitated.
I was enjoying it very much. I liked it, actually.
Yes, yes. She got driven daft and hesitated. And 20 seconds are left for you on gags, Derek, starting
I'm
now.
I'm not quite sure when a gag and a joke are the same thing. Oscar Wilde once said, never make love to a Methodist standing up because it could lead to dancing. Now, whether that's a or a gag, I don't really know. But either way, it seems to make me laugh quite a great deal, as I imagine it made when he said it to an audience, perhaps with several people, then tells other stories about chickens.
This is the only program anywhere where you can make a good joke or a good gag and you have to keep speaking through your laughter. Which Derek very cleverly did and kept going to the whistle when gained the extra point, and he's now, he's now equal with Wendy Richard in second place behind Clement Freud, and Peter Jones only 1 point behind them. Wendy, your turn to begin. The subject, stage fright. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Stage fright is really quite awful, and it can strike any one of us at any time, or those of us in this profession, anyway.
Clement Freud, challenge.
I felt a list coming up.
Going to be a list, I do assure you.
It doesn't matter whether you felt a list coming up, the subject's not telepathy, and she didn't have a list, so she was not deviating, and she has 53 seconds to continue on stage fright, starting now.
It's this awful feeling of panic that suddenly comes over you when you are stood on a stage. Many people have suffered from this in the past, and there is absolutely no cure for it except just to get yourself back out there in front of an audience and try and do your stuff to the best of your ability. There was also a movie some years ago called Stage Fright. I can't remember who was in it. It was a black and white film. I think it was that nice man Richard Todd, but I'm not sure. And he had this small part in the play, and you see, the whole of this celluloid piece was about these people being in a theatre. Anyway, he could get on the stage without being absolutely terrified. Now, you see how rotten these three are. And so he had to overcome this stage fright before he could get on with the piece. There was also a very nice girl in it. I can't remember who she was either. But she was doing her best to help him.
Wendy, they were awfully mean to you, but the audience did enjoy it. Yes, you kept going. I will say this, you certainly didn't get stage fright then. You kept going, you deviated, you hesitated, you repeated yourself.
But no lists.
And you kept going for 15 seconds longer than the 60, too. Because I stopped Anne from blowing the whistle, which was very naughty of me, so we all were mean to you. But you gained an extra point for speaking as the whistle went, and we'll give you a bonus point for keeping going so magnificently. Give her 2 points, why not? And you're in the lead at the end of that. Because we were so mean to you, gained that extra point. Clement, the subject is friends. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
At a birthday party recently, I was given a cracker and pulled it for the person sitting opposite. And there was a motto inside which read, "We meet new friends day by day. We may laugh with them and just..."
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Day by day.
Day by day, yes. Unfortunately, that is repetition. Well, not. It's definite repetition. So there are 48 seconds left for you, Derek, on friends starting now.
A friend indeed is a friend in need, is the other way of putting a well-known expression, because, you know, friendship is terribly important. As you get older, and I am at the twilight, well, I suppose the springtime of my senility.
Deviation. No, I think the twilight was right.
Yes, I think springtime is a little bit devious.
I said springtime of my senility.
Of your senility.
That's what I said.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. I apologize in that case. Because I'm always fair. 36 seconds on friends starting now.
One of my dearest friends is called Geoffrey Palmer. Every springtime he goes into the woods and round.
Wendy Richard Challenge.
He said springtime.
He did indeed, Wendy, the springtime.
I did, absolutely.
Yes.
You're so right. Well, listen, Wendy.
Stop.
Well done. Jolly good.
So, Wendy, you have 30 seconds to tell us something about friends, and I don't think you have any friends here after that last round. And you start now.
Well, I don't know Geoffrey Palmer that well, so I can't say he's a friend of mine, but I do know he's very fond of my pickled onions. Anyway, I value my friend.
Clement Roy Challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes,
After anyway.
Yes, so Clement, I'm... you've got in with 21...
Anyway, there must be a certain intimacy if he's fond of your pickled onions.
So you've got in on pickled onions, no, you've got in on friends, with 21 seconds to go, starting now.
I have friends pretty well all over the world and in many counties of England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland.
Wendy, yes.
Again. I mean, he's been doing it all.
Yeah, but that is not one of the rules of just a minute. I'm afraid, Wendy, so Clements has the benefit of the doubt once more, and he keeps going from friends with 5 seconds to go, starting now.
I have no close acquaintances in Lancashire, although I met somebody.
Round, what is the score? Well, Clement Roy was speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point. He's one in the lead ahead of Wendy Richard. Then comes Derek Nimmo and then Peter Jones. And we're into the last round. It's fairly close. What is going to happen? You'll find out as Peter Jones takes the last round. And the subject is theatrical awards. Peter, will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
I think more actors should get prizes. There should not only be a first, there should be a second, third, 49th, 205th, until you got to the very last one of the 400 or so actors who work in the West End. For instance, there could be a prize for modesty, the Nicholas Parsons Prize for...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Wrapped in a prize.
Yes, you did have too many prizes. I'm sorry,
yes,
Peter.
Yes, well, I would like more prizes. Yes.
I was thinking of having to sit through an award where there had 400 prizes being given out. But Derry got in on with the correct challenge with 39 seconds to go. Theatrical awards starting now.
I once won the Variety Club Award as Show Business Personality of the Year, but it was a long time ago, and it was a very bad, gloomy time, and nobody else was up for it very much.
Clement Roy Challenge.
Repetition of time.
Yes, it was. And Clement got in with 28 seconds on theatrical awards starting now.
I'm rather in favour of theatrical awards. There are Oscars and Emmys and Larrys. There's the Evening Standard Award for the Best Actor in a Musical. Also the Most Significant Actress in a Supporting Role in...
So, Wendy, which Richard?
Hesitation.
Yes, you're getting on hesitation correctly, Wendy. 1 point behind him as you take the subject of theatrical awards. 13 seconds to go, starting now.
I won an award last year. I was so surprised to receive it that I couldn't make an acceptance speech. I just burst into tears. But it's very nice, it's very pretty. It's a silver heart and sitting on top of our mantelpiece at home.
Wendy's achievement brought not only that particular round to an end, but also the show to an end. And she got an extra point, of course, for speaking as the whistle went. And Wendy, do tell us, what was your award?
It was the Tyne Tees TV Personality of the Year.
We all know now, and let me give you the final score. Well, as I said before, what are the points? It is the contribution. And Peter Jones gave his usual value to the programme. Derek Nimmo came along with his enormous panache and showed it once again. And Wendy Richards demonstrated her particular style, and Clement Freud his own particular erudition. The one who had the most points, actually, it is a draw, because Wendy Richard and Clement Freud both have 14 points. We will say together they are this week's winners. This edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again when we play the game. It just remains for me to say on behalf of our four panellists, which is Wendy Richard, Clement Freud, Derek Nomo and Peter Jones, thank you very much indeed. Also on Anne Ling, who's been blowing the whistle and keeping the score, and also the creator of the game, Ian Messiter, and our producer, Edward Taylor, and myself, Nicholas Parsons. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope you'll be with us the next time we all get together and play Just a Minute. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye!